Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Socially Speaking. I'm your host, Sister Zeenat, and joining me in the studio today, and I think I'm feeling so good to have somebody with me in the studio today, is Sister Taskeen Kareem, and we're going to be talking about holding one's tongue. And like I said, this is also such an important topic, and we really need to listen very carefully today, inshallah. Okay, so we have Sister Taskeen Kareem with us. Assalamu alaikum and jazakallahu khair for joining me in the studio today.
Walaikum salam. It's a pleasure.
Okay. This name, you know, just before we continue, I don't have much information with regards to you, so can you just tell us a little about yourself, please?
Okay. Well, my name is Taskeen, and I have a madrasa of my own that I started about 3 years ago. After I completed my anima course, I worked in multiple schools, Islamic schools, and maktab madrasa, and I just didn't like the attitude that I found that children had towards madrasa and deen. And I wanted to change it, and I wanted to make the kids love madrasa again and love the deen again. And so this is what I'm doing currently. I go to children's homes, I go to your home personally, and I do madrasa with you, and I've made it a fun, safe space. Also, over time, I've noticed that there are many ladies who are interested in tajweed classes, and they also are a bit shy or nervous, you know, to be in a classroom setting, so I also offer that individual attention with a person. I come to your home, or we can do a Zoom class, whatever's more comfortable for you, and I do tajweed classes for ladies as well. And over time, I found that it was important for me to do a life coaching course for what I'm doing, and so I've done that as well. I'm a qualified life coach. Mm-hmm. I do see clients on a one-on-one basis. The name of my life coaching venture is Makings of Me. You can find this handle on Instagram, and also my madrasa's name is Making of a Muslim. You can also find that handle on Instagram. And yeah, that's basically who I am and what I do.
Alhamdulillah. And you're based in Indonesia?
No, I'm not. I actually live in Ridgeway.
Okay.
But I travel to all over. I travel to Houghton, I travel to Amarantia, and all my client base is all over. So I actually go out and I spend the day out going from client to client.
Oh, alhamdulillah. I find this very interesting because I think, you know, I'm sure it has been going around already. It has been happening. I don't have any children in madrasa or school anymore, but I do have grandchildren, and you know, I was just thinking it's wonderful to be able to have somebody that can actually come out to your home. You know, you do find some children that really needs individual attention, and maybe they find it a bit difficult in a classroom setting. So I think this is a wonderful idea for you to actually go out to the house and try and teach children there, inshallah. And inshallah, Allah bless you and all the best in your adventures, inshallah. Okay, so now we're going to be talking about something very important. Like we said, it's all about holding your tongue. Now, among Allah's blessings upon man is that He made him a thoughtful and sane being and created a tongue for him. He made him able to utter sounds and clarify what he wants through his words, which he spoke. He has only to speak to let people know what he wants. Thus, we should thank Allah for the blessings which He bestowed upon us. We should use our speech in useful ways and not speak but goodness. This is so important for us to know. You know, sometimes, unfortunately, it's also something that we lack in our lives. You know, we just talk without thinking sometimes, and we don't realize what we're actually doing to the next person. You know, sometimes we jokingly do it, but we don't realize how we hurt the next person. And that is so important for us to realize. As Muslims, we should never be hurting the next person's feelings, no matter even in jest. Okay, so let's talk about this. How can we use our tongue for goodness, really?
You know, one of Allah Ta'ala's blessings is that He created us with the ability to be thoughtful and with hikmah. And so to be aware of what you would like to say and to think before you speak, and to try also to use appropriate and positive words only, because we are in control of what we say. We have that power. And when you have that kind of power with you, it's so important that you are responsible with it. And so this is what we, obviously what we are talking about today is, try only to be positive. Try only to use it for goodness. Try only to say things that are going to that are going to help somebody and not harm them. Because again, like you said, mentally, we don't know where a person is at. We really don't. And that's why it's so important, because you can really affect somebody by the things that you say to them.
Yeah, it's so important. And I think this is, you know, what you're saying is important for us to start inculcating into our children from a very young age. Because, you know, the way we speak to them, we as parents, the way we speak to them is what they are going to be doing in future. They are going to be talking in the same way that we talk. And that's why it is so important when you talk to your child, you need to be absolutely sure how you talk to your child. It's so important, you know, we don't realize it, but this, especially when they are so young, this is when they are picking up everything you are saying, every tone, the way you say things is what children will do. And I think you just have to sometimes sit down and listen to kids when they're talking, and you will immediately know, this is what I said. Yes. This is how I said it, and this is how that kid picked it up.
Very
you know?
I always say, kids, they don't listen to what you say. They watch what you do, and then that's what they copy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, you know, why is it so important in Islam, especially, to hold our tongue, to speak good or to remain silent?
So, it is reported in a hadith that a Muslim is one from whose tongue and hands another Muslim is safe. So, if we look at today's time, we are living in an era where we speak to win or to have the last say, because that's power. Or we have this attitude, who do they think we are? But this way is also a terrible way, because it doesn't allow us to think before we speak. We're literally just listening to fire back. And we don't think of the consequences that they have, mm-hmm. because most times it doesn't affect us, so we don't care. Right? And it's so important to remember that things that come out of your mouth, it reflects what's in your heart, what you are holding in your mind, what you're holding in your heart. When it comes out of your mouth, people are getting to see what's inside, what you're holding in your heart. And I read something that was very interesting, funny enough, by Umar radiallahu anhu, and it says, I have never regretted my silence. As for my speech, I've regretted it many times. And I'm sure loads of us can resonate with this. You know, after you have an argument with somebody, your spouse, a friend, whoever it is, you go home and later on in the evening, you're sitting with your cup of tea and you're thinking about this conversation. And you're like, oh my God, I should have not said this. I should have rather kept quiet. I should have, you know, that's why I always say silence. You don't have to regret it later, because there's nothing. You said nothing, you hurt nobody. It's always better that way. You don't always have to respond, and that's something we need to learn.
Yeah, I think that's something that's very difficult. You know, I think these days people think, you know, it's important to be able to immediately tell a person back. If that person has said something, you must be able to respond to that person immediately. Whether you hurt the person in the process doesn't matter, you know. And I think the thing is, the regret always comes too late. So you've said it, but you'll only think about it later, and then you realize, oh my goodness, what did I say to this person?
And the worst thing is, you cannot take back what you say. And people really need to understand this. Once it's out of your mouth, whether in anger, whether in whatever it is, you can't take it back. So that person may forgive you, but he will never forget, or she will never forget how you made them feel. And that is so important.
Mm-hmm. It's, you know, you can hurt a person physically. The hurt will go away. You know, you may hurt the person, the scar will probably go away, but the scar that you've left on the heart or the mind, that unfortunately will take very long, yes. if at all it goes away.
Definitely.
Okay, now this is almost 90% of ailments in one's conduct could be cured by keeping control over one's tongue, you know, and also uttering kind words. Why is excessive talking bad, really?
So, you know, excessive talking, it's bad because it causes you to be heedless of what you are saying, right? And you're not actually listening to what you're saying. You're just babbling on, and I call it word vomit.
Or diarrhea.
Yeah. Because you're just babbling, and you're not listening. You're not being a good listener to other people. That's how conversations work. It's not just about listening to yourself talk all the time. And you're not taking other people's opinions and views into consideration respectfully. You're not controlling your tongue. When you're not controlling your tongue, sometimes you say hurtful things or inappropriate things, and you can actually harm friendships and relationships. And it is said that every morning, all the organs call out to your tongue, and they say, "Fear the Almighty regarding all of us. It is through you that we are known." So be careful of what you say. And this is so important because you really are known by your tongue. If you sometimes think about somebody that you've met in your life, or somebody talks about somebody and you think about it, you think, oh, this person is so amazing. Like, they're so vibrant. Like, you just want to stay in their company because they make you feel good. And then sometimes you think of another person and you're just like, oh, I'd rather not her. I'd rather not just do, like, the sharp tongue and, you know, doom and gloom. And so you really are known by the things that you say. So it's so important. Always be kind. Always say the right thing if you can. Or, again, keep quiet.
Keep quiet. Be silent.
Yes.
And, you know, I think also it's very important for you to be able to listen to the next person. You know, listen to what the person is saying. Don't just be busy thinking in your own mind, what can I say to that person? What can I? You know, that's what we unfortunately do. We don't really listen to what the, we don't really, in our conversations, you know? Yeah, you don't listen, you don't understand what the person is trying to tell you. Maybe they're not using the right way or the right words, but try and understand what the next person is saying before you reply to the person. And like you said, if you feel I'm not going to say that my response is not going to be good enough right now, just be silent. It costs you nothing to keep quiet.
That is very true.
What is the need to understand the effects of our speech, you know, the extent to which it can harm others in particular?
You know, the most important piece of advice I can give everybody listening today is never ever underestimate the power of words. It has the potential to accomplish anything or destroy absolutely everything for a person. And we have this culture where we need to get out of it, where we have this attitude where I can say whatever I want to because I've reached that age. I'm old now and I've earned it. I can say whatever I want to say, however I want to say, and you just have to listen and you just have to get over it. Or I'm educated, I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, I know more than you. So what do you know? I get to say the last say. Or my personal favorite is, I'm a straightforward person. This is who I am. This is what I am. I say what I mean. I get it off my chest. And you just need to understand and take it. It's nothing personal. And this is a terrible, terrible, terrible attitude to have, because things don't work like that. You know, our brains are programmed in such a way that you can give somebody 99 compliments, but the one bad comment, the one negative comment that you give a person, that is what will stick with that person for forever. So I can see you today and I can say, you know, you look so lovely and you look so gorgeous, and but you know that perfume that you're wearing,
it doesn't
smell nice. It may not smell nice for you, right? But you say that, and the person's not going to think about the fact that I've said you look lovely and amazing. They're going to think, oh my God, I'm smelling bad. I'm smelling bad. The whole day that's going to be like, I'm smelling bad. Do I smell bad? Do I smell bad? Are you sure? Are you sure? And it's going to affect them the whole day. And that's so terrible to do to somebody. And also, we need to remember something, that words have a long-lasting effect. So you can say something without thinking that it's going to harm somebody else, but it can sit with them for years and years, and they may never get over that one thing. And so it's so important. And remember, I'm not saying don't say your say. Don't have your say. Say what you need to say. And it just understand, it's not what you are saying to the person. It's how you are saying it to them. So if you want to tell somebody, look, your perfume isn't smelling nice, just say, is that the only fragrance you have? Let's see the other ones. let's look at what other fragrances you have. Oh, wow, this one smells amazing as well. You should try this one. That's so nice because you're not leaving that person feeling like, oh, I'm smelling. Exactly. It's a simple thing, but you'll be surprised what an impact it has on people. And, you know, again, we don't know people's mental states. And maybe somebody is just looking for someone to give them some positive something, and it'll take them through so many days. And maybe you give them a negative comment, and it just destroys everything that they may have. And that is so terrible. That is against even what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, or used to do, or used to practice. He always made people feel good, and he always made people want to be around him. And everyone always thought he was their best friend. And that is such a lovely thing.
To make the person feel that you're the most important person, yes, in front of me right now.
Exactly.
You know, you do find people doing that to you. You know, you feel if you're in the company of this person, oh my goodness, this person makes me feel so important.
Yes.
You know, you feel you're the only one that is so important to this person.
Exactly.
And, you know, talking about, you know, making people feel down, and I think it's many people that are going on a diet, weight again, please, you know, and you come here, poor lady, trying her best to lose a few kilos, and you get this one person coming, oh, you've put on weight again, I see.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I think it can break any person.
It really can. And you know what? You could be the most motivated, like, yes, I've lost so much weight. And somebody tells you you're fat, and you're like, okay, I'm going to buy my chocolate cake now.
I might as well have it,
since there's no difference.
Yeah, no, alhamdulillah, it's so important, you know, I think also what you mentioned about people being straightforward, thinking that we're straightforward, we can say whatever we want to, but would that straightforward person be able to take back the same kind of treatment? Would they love it? I don't think they like it. No one person that says, I've met a few people like that already in my life, you know, where they say they're very straightforward, but the minute you turn around and you tell them something, oh my God, it's the end of the world.
Yes, so offended.
Yes, now we need to be very careful how we talk to people and take into account what the next person may be feeling.
I think that's
very important. And finally, what is the best way to hold your tongue when you are angry? Because unfortunately, you know, sometimes you become so angry.
So I had to think long and hard about this question. And so I thought about things that I actually do in my personal capacity, things that I've been practicing my whole life. And the first thing I would say is delay your reaction. And the one way that you can do that is by taking in a deep breath slowly and holding it for a few seconds and then breathing out slowly again. That helps you to calm down. If you can do it a few times, I know it's tough in the beginning, but it takes practice, and it really can happen. You can do it. And I always say, be silent, and be silent in these situations. Be silent in the heat of anger. Be silent if your words will offend a person. Be silent when you don't have all the facts. When you are feeling critical, if your words could damage a relationship, if you cannot say it without screaming, or if your words will convey the wrong impression to a person. These are so important to think, because if two people are screaming at each other, it's not constructive. Right? If you don't have all the effects, then what are you doing? You're making up things. You're blaming somebody for something you don't even know. You don't even have all the facts. It's so important. And nowadays, these are things that we do. You don't have all. You read half a message. You heard half the gossip. And now you're like, you. And you're screaming. And how can you do this to me? And how can you do? But do you even know? Did you even check? So it's so important. I always say, when I'm calm and when I can think up and process things, then I want to know what I'm saying to you. I want to know when later on tonight, I want to know that I said the right thing, rather again, keep quiet. And also there is a hadith to the effect that if a person becomes angry while he's standing, he should sit down. And if the anger doesn't leave him, if he's standing, he should still sit down. And if the anger doesn't leave him, he should try and lie down. And if the anger still hasn't left him, he should try and make wudu. So these are things that can help us all the time. And again, these are things I use myself. So sometimes, you know, our parents get upset with us, or they're shouting at us, whatever. I try and I keep quiet first. I listen to what's happening. And I try and understand what is happening. Sometimes somebody just, your mom just has an off day or something. It's better to just keep quiet and listen. It's not always an attack. And sometimes when somebody is attacking you, you need to understand that it's not about you sometimes. Sometimes it's about something that's happening inside of them, some horribleness or some badness or something that's happening inside of them, and they can't contain it anymore, and then it just comes out of their mouth, and they just lash out at everyone. So that, like I said, you don't always have to answer back. Sometimes you just keep quiet and let them lash out and just understand it has absolutely nothing to do with you.
And you get so, you get so much out of it, really, you know, just to keep quiet and to listen. And if you don't want to listen, just don't listen.
Exactly.
You know, just continue again, what you're doing and not respond. I think that's very important, just to keep quiet.
And again, like I said, I find the easiest way is sometimes when someone's screaming, you just understand it has nothing to do with you. It really, lots of the time, it has nothing. Most probably, a lot of the time, they have 10 other things going on in their lives. And then now your thing was the 11th thing, and you got it.
Yeah, sometimes they just find it easier to be able to lash out at this particular person instead of everybody else.
Yes.
Well, it's many a times it does happen. It's very true what you've just said. In any case, finally, you know, what message do you have for our listeners out?
Be kind. Be kind to people around you, and understand that at the end of the day, after everything is said and done, we are Muslims. And people out there, they don't look at you how you dressed. They don't know. Anyone can wear a scarf. Anyone can wear a dress. You don't know exactly who's who in the zoo. But what you can get from somebody, what people get when they see a Muslim, is how you made them feel. And so I always say, be kind. Speak good things only. It doesn't matter who you're speaking to, a white, a black, an Indian, an Asian. It doesn't matter who you're speaking to, who you're dealing with. Your job is to look after what you say. And so always take care of the things that come out of you, because it's a reflection of who you are and of your soul and of how your mind works. And it's so important that when you are out there in the world, that that's what you represent, your true self and a kind self. Because this world is already so difficult. There's already so many bad things happening out there. You be that change. You be that kind person that somebody may need. You never know.
Definitely. Well, I just like to end with this. It says, remember this, respected listeners. In life, when all else fails, there's a foolproof way to hold your tongue. Stay silent. That can be a challenge like no other, but you can do it. If your husband or your wife or anyone else is telling you just what they think, insulting you left and right, button your lips and hold on tight. Don't give in. You may have the perfect comeback, but it isn't perfect if it isn't said in love. So that's what what you were trying to tell our listeners all the time. Alhamdulillah. So respected listeners, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Next time someone tries to pick a fight with you or comes at you harshly, stay silent and watch how fast the fire dies down. You know, it's so important for us to remember this. You know, just keep silent, because the more you say, the more the person is going to say back to you, and there's never going to be an end to it. It'll just go tit for tat, tit for tat. So, alhamdulillah, I hope you've listened to and, you've benefited at least from this talk today. I certainly have, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. I think we've just got no time left, actually. But alhamdulillah, it was a wonderful talk, and I think I enjoyed it so much having somebody with me in the studio today. So with that, we'll take your leave, inshallah, and we'll also take leave of our listeners. But I'd just like to say jazakallah khair to Sister Nasira Nanabai, my program's producer, and of course my guest, Sister Shaista Ibrahim, that came on earlier, and we spoke about self-control, and of course now with Sister Taskeen Kareem, where we were talking about holding your tongue, which I think is so important. And of course, to my engineer, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.